This is the Composer's Datebook for October 11th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1928, the Danish composer Carl Nielsen conducted the first public performance of his new clarinet concerto in Copenhagen. The clarinet, said Nielsen, can at one and the same time seem utterly hysterical, gentle as balsam, or as screechy as a streetcar on badly greased rails. Nielsen set himself the task of covering that whole range of the instrument's conflicting emotions and colors. He wrote it for a Danish clarinetist he admired named Åge Oxenvad, who played both the public premiere on today's date and a private reading a few weeks earlier. After that private performance, Oxenvad is supposed to have muttered, "Nielsen must be able to play the clarinet himself, otherwise he would hardly have been able to find all the instrument's worst notes." The concerto's wild mood swings puzzled audiences in 1928, but today it's regarded as one of Nielsen's most original works. In October of 1996, another clarinet concerto received its premiere when American composer John Adams conducted the first performance of his work titled Gnarly Buttons with soloist Michael Collins. This concerto contains a bittersweet tribute to Adams' father, a clarinetist, who fell victim to Alzheimer's disease. In Adams' concerto, the swing tunes slide into dementia, but the concerto ends with a kind of benediction. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.